Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's 76001.
Thank you. So that was 76001?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, Jacqueline Cox, C-O-X.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that.
Thank you.
And so that I can see if I've located the correct account. Could you verify the shipping address we'd have on file?
Yes, 7300. Hidden Way Court, Arlington, Texas, 76001.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. First of all, who are y'all? I don't even know why a payment's coming out of my account today.
So, yes, what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in. They would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize, such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum. And it would have stated in the terms and conditions, by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the meal plan Bites Hub.
Meal plan?
Yes, it's a meal plan app.
Okay. Okay. and what's the name of the company?
It's Bites Hub.
B-I-T-S?
Yes, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Okay, and I saw that an amount today was $59 and some odd cents.
Yes, the price of Bites Hub is $59.89 per month.
Okay, and obviously I did not ask for this. How do I stop it?
Well, I really would hate for you to miss out on this great product, as it does help to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings, and I'm showing I could bring the monthly rate down to $20 a month.
I really, at this time, I'm a senior on a limited income, and I don't have the extra money to be able to spend.
Well, I completely understand. I can definitely get the account canceled for you to prevent all future charges. And that will take me just 1 second.
Okay.
And I have got the account canceled, so there will be no future charges. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
Whoops, yes. How do we get that charge off my account today? It's a pending charge on my bank account.
Well, I do apologize. However, that is a valid charge, since you do have to agree to the terms when doing the contest. However, if you'll give me a moment to see if there may be something I may be able to do, it would be just one moment.
Thank you, Dustin.
Okay, what I am showing that I would be able to do is I am showing that I would be able to issue a 75% refund.
Okay, and does the prize still come?
So, yes, if you have won the prize, you would get an email letting you know how to claim the prize. We wouldn't have any information on the prize. I would just be able to have the information on the meal plan app.
Okay. And without a calculator, can you tell me what the 75% refund is?
Yes, no problem. I can definitely see that exact amount. It would take just 1 second.
Thank you.
Yes, that would be a refund of $44.91.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and there's no way that Bites Hub can refund the entire amount?
I can check with my supervisor to see if there's any way that they may be able to do anything else, since that is what I would be authorized to do, since you do have to agree to those terms and conditions. But if you don't mind giving me just a moment, I could definitely check with them.
Yes, and if you would, please, please tell them that there wasn't a checkbox to say that I agree with the terms and conditions. So it was very misleading. It just said that it was a Home Depot ad, which I thought was authentic, and it was very misleading, and it said $5. So that's what I expected to come out of my account, not the $15.89. And if you would please relay that would be great. Seriously, it's not something that I had any idea would blow up into this. And I hope you understand. I could never guess anybody's age, but when you're 65 and over, it's very, and on a limited income, that even $15 is a lot of money.
Well, I do completely understand. I have spoken with my manager, and they did inform me that what they would be able to authorize me to do as a one-time courtesy is they would be able to authorize me to issue a $55 refund, as there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, that would be great. So how much would they?
It would be a refund of $55.
And then how would I receive that, Dustin?
It would go back to the account it was charged off of.
Okay. $59.89, and then basically taking out the $5. Dustin, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. And then when should I see action come?
Yes, you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And then just that smaller amount charged. We've got the Bites Hub canceled account, so this wouldn't come back out again.
Correct. The account has been canceled, so there will be no future charges.
Okay. And you said your name was Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N?
Yes.
Thank you, Dustin. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
I'll keep an eye on this to make sure that gets refunded. That would be just the only thing. I would call y'all back, right, if I don't see it within 3 to 5 days.
Yes, if you haven't received it within 5 business days, you can definitely give us a call back so we can see what is going on. But I don't see any reason you shouldn't have that within the 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you, Dustin.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.